Premier Kathleen Wynne plans to increase Ontario's minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next 18 months from the current $11.60 an hour. Wynne's announcement is part of a package of major changes to the province's labour laws.
We are in competition with New York, we're in competition with San Francisco, and those are jurisdictions that are moving to a $15 minimum wage. We need to be world class and be able to be competitive with those jurisdictions.
New York will phase in a $15 an hour minimum wage for all businesses and industries by 2021. The reaction from Wynne's political opponents has been harsh. There will be a provincial election in Ontario before the minimum wage reaches $15, and Andrea Horvath, the leader of the New Democratic Party, says the announcement has been about shoring up votes.
It's always about them and their own political fortunes and what works for them politically. Well, for 14 years, they've done nothing to address the erosion of people's standard of living, of the minimum wage, of the quality of work.
The Ontario Chamber of Commerce says a 32% increase in the minimum wage in only a year and a half will especially hurt small businesses. Here's the Chamber's Carl Baldoff.
That's an incredible burden for many businesses to contend with. But at no point in this process has the government said, what will be the specific economic impact of these changes on the Ontario economy? And our message is that that's extremely dangerous.
Labour groups, however, are welcoming the changes, saying they will bring relief to the more than 1.7 million people in Ontario who make less than $15 an hour. Other labour changes in the announcement include better compensation for part-time work and increased vacation benefits. There will also be fairer rules for scheduling and personal emergency leave. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.